主圣灵啊，我们一起来学习。那个，我们来学习天使哈。
In the name of our Jesus, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us commence the class on the doctrine of angels.
天使很乖，有时候会被骂，就是。
Angels are obedient sometimes, but they may be scolded.
好，那我们来讲讲天使。你们想天使，你会想到什么
？Let's look into the doctrine of angels. What do you think about when you hear about angels?
你一定会想到有两个翅膀、四个翅膀，或是六个翅膀，对不对
？You probably think of angels with two wings or four or six wings.
那你们先翻好哈，翻七七讲。好，那个因为你们从小就听天使听大的哈，
And,
所以你们那讲义给你们看哈，你们看一看，我就想说你们已经会了。
And since young, you probably have heard of angels, and when you look at the handouts, you probably know, you're quite familiar with them.
那在天使，无论在希腊文或是那个希伯文里面，它的意思就是，神的所差的人，就是 messenger.
And angels, the definition, whether in Hebrews or Greek, it means the messenger.
那如果你把这两个字，就是希伯文，当然跟希腊文是不一样的写法，但是 messenger 你把它查出来的话，天使指的不单单我们平常所想的那个有翅膀那种。
And angels, the definition is not limited to one that is a creature with wings.
天使希腊文就是 angelos 的话。
And angels in Greek means angelos. And that is angels.
这是希伯尔，那他们的意思都是messenger的意思。
And in Hebrew as well, it means messenger.
好，那天使所指的第一种的意思就是先知，先知就是天使。
And the first meaning,
我不能说用天使，因为我一讲天使，你就想说长两个翅膀，这个语言混乱哈、哦。就是你是查 Angelos 也可以查。就是 messenger 的意思，第一个就是指着那个先知。我们看那个哈该书一章十三节。
The first meaning refers to the prophet that is a servant of the Lord. Let us turn to Haggai, chapter 1.
哈该书一章十三节。
Haggai chapter 1 verse 13.
撒加利亚书的前面，撒加利亚书前面是马拉基书，前里面一章十三节。
十三节。
哦，可不用了，不用录音了，你就麻烦了。
十三节。Haggai chapter 1 verse 13. Then Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, spoke to the people with the Lord's message. I am with you, says the Lord.
哦，所以他这里呢，说，哈该他是神的天使。
Here is written that
使者啦，天使就使者，同样个字。
The Haggai is the messenger of the Lord.
所以在圣经里面，先知也被称作 angelos， 也称作 malach。
And in the Bible, the prophets are also termed as angelos and malach.
哦，所以这给我们一个观念，就是说，你不要每次听到天使，听到 angelos。你就把它想成两个翅膀、四个翅膀、六个翅膀的那种天使，不全部是这样子的。
So do not limit your understanding of angels to a creature with wings, two wings or four wings.
那再来, 天使就是Angelos, 神的使者, 第二种所指的, 就是祭司。
And the second meaning refers to one of the high priest.
我们看马拉基书2章7节。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 7.
马拉基书2章7节, 请你念一下。
Malachi 2, verse 7. For the lips of a priest should guard knowledge, and men should seek instruction from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
对，这是翻译的问题啦。 那这个 messenger呢， 也就是 angelos， 同样一个字， 在原文里面没有分的， 所以神的祭司也是天使啊。
And in the original text, the word messenger means angelos, and there is no difference.
你们有上那个启示录，对不对？
You're studying the book of Revelation right now.
那个七封书信是写给谁的？
And the seven scrolls, who are they written to?
写给，如果你把天使想成有翅膀的话， 那就错了， 因为七封信都是写给天使的。
If you think of these angels as creatures with wings, you are wrong, because the seven scrolls are written to angels.
对不对？ 你看希腊文， 那它是写给那个angelos的。
Because in Greek, it is termed angelos.
我们看一下启示录，
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录2章第一节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 1.
说你要写信给以弗所的天使说，那右手拿着七星在七个教， 所以这里的天使是指着那个教会的， 使者。 那使者是指的什么呢？
And here the angel of the church refers to the messenger of that church, and who is he?
这个就是在耶稣的手里的星星。
And they refers to the stars in the hand of Jesus.
我看第二十节，第一章20节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 20.
论到你所见在我的右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的messenger的天使，对不对？那这个，所以这个天，这里的使者也就是天使，不是长翅膀的咯。
And here the angels are the messengers, and they are not those creatures with wings.
是谁？这是指的谁呢？
So who do they refer to?
星星上是亮晶晶的，对不对？
And stars are brilliant.
没有说黑星星，这比较讲不过去哈。
We've never heard of black stars.
在耶稣的手里。
And they are in the hands of Jesus.
不一定要讲传道了，Ted也是了哈。
It does not refer to preachers, but
Ted， 这是他吗？
But brother Ted.
我们看那《生命记》33章第3节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy 33.
生命记33章3节。
Verse
3. 33章3节。
33 verse 3.
他疼爱百姓，众圣徒都在他手中。 众圣徒， 包括Ted啦， Peter啦， 都全部在他的神的手里面。 只要你是圣徒， 圣徒就是， 就是圣洁的， 不会乱来的， 那才在神的手里嘛。 如果脏兮兮的， 神就丢掉啦。
And here it refers to the saints that are consecrated to the hand of God.
当然如果你脏的话， 神就把你洗洗了， 用道给你洗洗， 舍不得丢嘛， 对不对？
It does not refer to the filthy vessels, but if you are filthy, God will wash you with his word.
所以众神疼爱他的百姓， 众圣徒大家都在他的手上。 所以你们作者的名都在神的手里， 掌上明珠哦， 对不对？ 不是明珠， 明星才对。
And all of us present are consecrated within the hand of God, and we are precious pearls in the hand of God.
所以我们每个人都是明星哦。
Or rather precious stars.
所以你不要想当明星梦， 你每个人都是明星， 我们只是主耶稣手上的明星而已。
And we are all precious stars in the hand of God.
那接下来说， 他们坐在他的脚下领受他的言语。 所以那个为什么， 玛利亚被耶稣称赞，就是因为她坐在耶稣的脚前，听耶稣的教训，应验了旧约神的话语啊。
And all these holy people will sit at the foot of Jesus and receive instruction from him. And therefore, Mary in the New Testament is being praised.
所以你想说，玛利亚不做事，坐在那里脚翘翘的，怎么被耶稣称赞
？So, if you think that Mary being idle is sitting at the foot of Jesus and she's being praised,
idle,
lazy.
没有啦，我没有说她 lazy 咯。我是说她坐在耶稣的脚前认真听啊。
In actual fact, Mary is sitting at the foot of Jesus, and she's concentrating in listening.
话再讲回来，也不要做死玛利亚。
But also, you should not be a dead Mary.
我在不是美国，在别的国家啊，有一个地方，那很热哦。那有一些姊妹哦，穿得漂漂亮亮的，那哦盛装啊，就穿得很漂亮哦，口红啊那个。眉毛啦，那个粉啦，哈，他就讲说，哎呦，那个我们要当玛利亚哦。
And,
他们不去煮饭，就是因为一煮的话满身大汗呐、啊。他说当玛利亚好了，就来聚会啦。每次聚会都是打瞌睡啦。那一聚完之后就赶快去，哇，辛苦你们，哎呦，你们当马大也是够辛苦的，那就去大吃大喝啦。那等一下又来当玛利亚，要这边睡觉了。
And in other countries, I'm referring to the U.S., I've been to churches where the sisters will adorn themselves beautifully on the Sabbath day, and they come to be quote-unquote Marys in the church, and they will look at the quote-unquote martyrs in the kitchen who is laboring away.
这样睡觉的玛利亚可能被耶稣敲头啊。
However, they come to the church and they may doze away during sermons.
玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚下。
And Mary sits at the foot of Jesus.
她是神所疼爱的百姓。
And she is one that is cherished by God.
所以她才能够看出耶稣的脚需要抹香膏，对不对
？And therefore she can understand.
我在想的。
Therefore she can understand that the foot of Jesus needs to be anointed by perfume.
不是啊，因为她坐在他脚下就看到耶稣的脚风尘仆仆嘛，不是？所以她那个香膏就抹在他脚啊。最需要的地方嘛，对不对？是不是？说我意思说，你当玛利亚要当活玛利亚，你来听到也要晓得耶稣哪里需要，也跟耶稣亲近，真的当圣徒了哈，不是只是装个样子，懒惰嗯。
And all of us should be Mary, not in name but in actual substance. We should come before God and listen to the sermons.
所以这是摩西的祝福。
And this is also the blessings of Moses.
也是摩西对后来的预言。
And it is a prophecy of Moses to, later.
所以，圣经里面的 angelos， 第一个就是指着那个先知，第二个是指着那个祭司。
And so first it refers to the prophet, and second to the high priest.
那当然。最主要的最大部分的还是指着那个有翅膀会飞看异象的那种了哈。
But generally speaking, angels refers to creatures with wings.
只是告诉你们说不要每次听到天使圣经里面这 angelos 或是那个马来亚就是 messenger 哈，同样一个字了，因为我们翻译就把它翻开了哈，因为这中文的关系一天叫天使就换着这个，应该是把它称作差使哈，或是使者，这样比较对了。
But in actual fact, we should understand that the definition of angels is not limited to creatures with wings, but rather in the original text, it also means malak or angelos, that is servant or messengers of God.
好，那现在天使当然你们讲义都有了哈，那个我就不再重复那个讲义了哈。那我们来看看。在旧约里面的天使哈，我讲，对不起，我应该说使者了，这样我的使者就等于天，等于天使，就是因为这样变成会混乱哦，到最后你也混乱，我也混乱了，怎么办呢？就是 就是 Angelos， 就是那个不是 Angelos， 就是 Angelos 哈，在西洋都是这个字哦。哦，那只是中文翻译，他如果看翻译的人看说，嗯，这个好像是那个天上来的那个有翅膀的，就把它换成天使。啊，如果是像先知啦、祭司啦，就把它换成使者，其实是同样这个字。
And since all of us have the handouts, I will not repeat what is written in the handouts, but rather we'll look into the Bible. And when we look into the Bible, the term angelos usually it's because in the original text it is in Greek, but when translated into Chinese or in English, they are being differentiated into servants or angels.
现在我来讲一个就是在旧约里面耶稣的显现。
Now I would like to touch upon the manifestation of Jesus in the Old Testament.
讲这好像很头晕脑胀，会不会 confuse 会不会
？Does this seem confusing？
耶稣在旧约里面已经有显现过了。And
in fact, Jesus did manifested in the Old Testament.
这是我的结果了哈。And
this is my conclusion.
那我现在来讲说为什么。And
now I will state why.
第一个，耶稣自己讲过。And
first, it is spoken by Lord Jesus Himself.
我们看。 那因为这个是跟天使有关系的，不是跟神的使者有关系的，神的使者。And
this is related to the messengers of God.
是一样的哦。
The messengers of the Lord and the angels of the Lord means the same thing.
在旧约里面有很多地方，就是神的使者，the messenger of Lord， 这是翻译的问题了，就是 angel，the angel of Lord 就是耶稣的显现。And
in the Old Testament records the manifestation of Jesus that is the messengers of the Lord and which is translated into the angels of the Lord.
这也是神的显现呐。
It is also a manifestation of God.
哦，这是结果了哈。那我再讲说为什么我这样讲。And
this is my conclusion, and I'll state the reason why.
好，那我们先从耶稣所讲的话，我们看那个约翰福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第8章56节。John 8:56. 约翰福音8章56节。56节，你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子，既看见了就快乐。这时候犹太人听了很生气啊，说你这个人奇怪了，你还没有50岁，难道你见过亚伯拉罕吗？ 亚伯拉罕已经死了1000多年了，你怎么讲说亚伯拉罕看到了你就很高兴呢？第58节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。”59节，他们越听越气，拿起石头就丢耶稣了，要打耶稣。耶稣就赶快脚底抹油就溜了，藏了，对不对？耶稣就却躲藏。 从店里出去了，溜了，跑掉。所以人家打你，你要怎么样？溜啊，跑了。As
in verse 59, so if others were to throw stones at you, what should you do? You should run and hide yourself.
耶稣在你看那个约翰福音里面，不到最后是多溜的。耶稣每次都跑。And
if you look at the book of John, Jesus often fled.
你不要说哦，那个像中古世纪那个或是。 那个教父时期，他们有种殉道的那个潮，好像说，你只要被杀死，马上天国，马上得救，没有不是这样子，能逃就逃，逃到不能逃了，再被他抓。耶稣都是这样子的。So
if we look at Jesus, do not think of yourself as glorious martyrs during the age, during the medieval age, or during the times of the apostles, but rather you should hide and run away as quickly as possible.
那这个时候, 耶稣说你们的祖先亚伯拉罕见过我，什么时候见过耶稣啊？
Here is written that your father Abraham saw me, and when did he see him?
这个有三种的解释哈。
And there are three explanations to this.
第一种人的解释是说，那个麦基洗德就是耶稣的显现呐。
And the first explanation is that Melchizedek, the high priest, is the manifestation of Jesus.
但是这个在旧约里面没有写。
However, this is not recorded in the Old Testament.
那这种解释人是看那个希伯来书。
And people who explain this way, they actually look into the book of Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书第七章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书七章第一节。
Hebrews 7 verse 1.
我如果不用麦克风，可以听得到吗？后面。
Can you listen to? Can you hear me if I don't use the mic?
听不到，我讲大声点啊。
I will try to raise my voice.
我不太习惯用麦克风。
I'm not too used to the mic.
好，这麦基洗德就是撒冷王，又是至高神的祭司，本是长远为祭司的。他当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。第二节，亚伯拉罕也将自己所得来的取十分之一给他。他头一个名字翻出来就是仁义王，他又名叫撒冷王，就是平安的意思。他无父无母无族谱，无生之时无命之中，乃是神的乃是与神的儿子相似。这是说来描写麦基洗德的等次了哈，就是他们祭司有两种的 order， 是不是哈？一种是麦基洗德的，一种是那个亚伦的。
And this is to describe the order of Melchizedek, and that is the order of the priests. They are divided into two. One is a high priest, and one is ordinary priest, like Aaron.
那这两种秩序，这两种等次，就这两种的那个 order， 是不是？这种不同的制度，一种是就是世袭的哈，就是一代传一代的大祭司，一定他爸爸是大祭司，就是祭司主才能够了。啊，那耶稣呢？他不是这种方式了，他是以麦基洗德的方式来当大祭司的。
And in terms of the levels of the priests, the high priest, they are.Their status is being received from their forefathers, and that is one that is hereditary. However, for Jesus, he received his status of the high priest from Melchizedek.
那麦基洗德这里，我们看他已经把麦基洗德已经把他灵化了。
But here we can see that Melchizedek is being spiritualized.
这里我们看清楚哦，他是没有爸爸，也没有妈妈，也没有族谱，也没有生之始，也没有死之终。他就好像等于神一样了。
And in verse 3 mentions that he has no father, no mother, no genealogy, and no beginning of days, no end of life, and resembles God in this way.
他是以神的儿子。
And he resembles the Son of God.
那对这个解释，我们再回来看到创世纪。
And in regards to this explanation, let's turn back to the book of Genesis.
创世纪第十四章。
Genesis 14.
十七节。
Verse 17.
这故事。最原先的故事就记载在这边，事迹是在这里。
Genesis 14 verse 17 records the original story。
创世纪十四章十七节，亚伯兰杀败基大老马和他同门的王回来的时候，索多玛王就出来在沙维谷迎接他。沙维谷就是王谷，国王在王谷迎国王。十八节。
Verse 18。
又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司。第十九节。
Verse 19。
他为亚伯兰祝福，说天上的主至高的神赐福给亚伯拉罕，然后他就亚伯兰就把所得的生机啊交给麦基洗德。那这是麦基洗德的故事。
And this is a story of Melchizedek.
那我们刚看到耶稣说亚伯拉罕见到我。
And as mentioned earlier, Jesus said that Abraham saw me.
所以有人说这个麦基洗德就是旧约耶稣的就是神的显现就是耶稣。
And therefore, people claim that Melchizedek is the manifestation of Lord Jesus in the Old Testament. And what is the second explanation? Let's look at verse 18.
Genesis 18.
And we are all familiar with this story of how Abraham received three guests.
其实我们说上一天，其实他这里没有说上一天是说有三个人来了。But
here it records three men, not three angels.
那这三个人来的时候，那时候天很热啊。那亚伯兰就坐在帐门那个帐幕的门口啊，坐在那边可能打瞌睡吧。And
at that time the weather was hot, and Abraham is probably dozing off at the front of his tent.
但是他 跟神也蛮相应了，所以他看到有三个人来就去接待他了。我看不是每个三每人过去都接待，不然他家变旅馆了，可以开motel了。But
he probably had this feeling that this of these three men, so therefore he immediately stood up and received them.
因为他这样有人过去，他就要杀一头牛，那还得了？
And
在当时的人没有那么多钱呢。
He probably gave them special treatment because he would not be able to afford each time to give up
to offer a calf.
And in the New Testament of the story of the prodigal son, where the elder son lament that he did not even receive a calf of his labor for his father, therefore ordinary they do not usually take meat.
只有大宴会结婚宴席才会杀牛的。
They only kill calves in terms of feasts and banquets.
那这时候亚伯兰就赶快哦，他在这里动作蛮快的，一会跑这里，一会跑那里。
And here in the story, Abraham was quick in his hospitality.
他先拿水给他洗脚。
First, he get some water to wash their feet.
然后 这三个人也是不客气了，洗完脚就在树下等吃饭呢。
And the three men, after their feet washed, they stood under the tree to be fed.
三个里面有一个是神哦。
And one of them, among the three, one of them is God.
那神也很有耐心哦，等吃饭坐在那里。你看，一从他遇到他之后，他要把牛牵来，对不对？还要杀牛，杀牛之后还要剥皮，剥皮还要剔肉，剔肉还要去煮。 没有两三个小时做不来的啦，那神也是坐在那里等哦，很有耐心等你吃这一顿了。So
indeed, God was very patient to sit and wait while Abraham rushed around to skin the calf and to kill it and to cook it. It probably takes around 2 to 3 hours of preparation.
他们准备好了奶油啦、那个饼啦、那牛肉啦，什么都好了，摆上去。那要不然就站在旁边。 站着看他们吃啊，他们叫三个人就吃了。And
after they have prepared food and curds and milk and cakes and the calf, and Abraham stood by them to watch them as they eat.
我们知道三个人后来两个人走了，对不对？
We knew that of the three people, later two of them left.
我们看二十二节，十八章二十二节。Let's
look at chapter 18, verse 22.
十八章二十二节，两人转身离开那里，向所多玛去。 但亚伯拉罕仍旧站在真神的面前，所以这三个人里面有一个是神啊。And
therefore, one of the three men is the Lord.
好，那这从这开始，亚伯拉罕在跟神对话。And
then from this point onwards, we see the conversation between Abraham and God.
所以在这个三个人里面有一个就是神。And
among these three people, one of them is God.
所以有人就讲说，亚伯兰在什么时候遇到耶稣的
？And therefore, the person mentioned, and therefore later they say that when did Abraham see Jesus?
就在创世纪十八章这个地方。
And it is recorded here in Genesis 18.
因为是亚伯兰很高兴的迎接耶稣，跑去见到他。
Because Abraham received Lord Jesus with much joy.
那再过来第三个
and the third explanation.
他说这样不算了，怎么麦基洗德这个只是一个比喻的这种讲法，这是一个 metaphor.
And most of them disclaim this and term it as a metaphor.
那创世纪十八章也不算。
And they also discount Genesis 18.
他们说这只是一种就是救赎上面的一种表达方式，就是说亚伯拉罕现在在等那个时候了哈，也在等耶稣的来降生，耶稣的被钉十字架，耶稣的完成救恩。
They only claim it in terms of salvation because Abraham at that time was also waiting for the salvation of God to come.
那这个就看希伯来书。
Then we have to turn to the book of Hebrews.
第十一章第三十九节。
Hebrews 11 verse 39.
三十九节这边说，这些人里面包括亚伯拉罕呢哈。
All these people, including Abraham.
他们因着信得了美好证据，但是呢，没有得到所应许的。 有证据，但是应许还没成就啦。那第四十节
，verse 40，
因为神给他们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不完全。写希伯来书的时候，就说亚伯拉罕也他们在等跟当时的希伯来书的作者他们当时的人一起得。And
the author of Hebrews wrote that all the saints, including Abraham, are waiting to receive the promise of God.
在这三种解释里面，很具体的，第二种的话是真正的亚伯兰看到神。
And in this three explanation, in explanation two, Abraham indeed see Lord Jesus.
好，所以那在旧约里面，那个神的使者，我们又回到我们神使者哈，神的使者会出现来跟他们讲话。
And as recorded in the Old Testament, the messenger of the Lord will appear to men and speak to them.
其实呢，那就是神本身哦。
But in actual fact, it is God himself.
就是可以看得见。
And that can be behold by the eyes.
那也可以跟他们一起吃东西，像这个跟亚伯兰不晓得吃了多少牛排就是了。亚伯兰不知道怎么用，我不晓得是可能用他们那时候用烤的了哈。
And he can also eat and dine with Abraham.
但不知道吃了几块。
And probably had a good meal.
我们看那个四世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Judges.
第二章。
Judges chapter 2.
这里我们看到神的使者。
Here we see the messenger of God.
那也就是如果你用那个，也就是 the angel of Lord。 是同样的字啦 ，the angel 也是一样的，所以这里 angel 就不是长翅膀的咯。And
here it is not an angel with wings.
四世纪二章第一节。Judges
2 verse 1
到第五节。To
verse
5。请你念一下。Now
the angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to.
你看这英文，他就把它换成 angel 啦。
So you can see the English translation, it is translated as angel of the Lord.
那中文是把它换成。 真神的使者，其实就是 angel 了哈。
However, the Chinese translation records the messenger of the Lord.
但是这里我们再把它念完，你就晓得这里的 angel 不是长翅膀的。
But after we have read through this portion, we realize that it is not a creature with wings.
好，请你把它念到第五节。
Verse 1, Now the angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to Bochim, and he said, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you into the land which I swore to give to your fathers. I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Verse 2, And you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall break down their altars. But you have not obeyed my command. What is this you have done? Verse 3, So now I say, I will not drive them out before you. But they shall become adversaries to you, and their gods shall be a snare to you. Verse 4. When the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the people of Israel, the people lifted up their voices and wept. Verse 5. And they called the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrificed there to the Lord.
所以这里我们念完就很清楚了。这里神的天使或是神的使者就是神本身。
And so here it is evident that the angel of the Lord here refers to God himself.
因为他说, 我使你们从埃及上来, 领你们到, 我向你们列祖, 启示应许之地，这就是神嘛。
And it is God Himself who led the Israelites out of Egypt.
但是神以人的样式显现在旧约，在这里就把它称作神的天使。
However, when God manifests Himself in the form of flesh, it is termed as the angels.
所以我们这样子的话，你就要小心了。在旧约，你看到神的使者，不要把它想成有，一定不要把它全部把它想成长翅膀的。
Therefore, we have to be careful to not think of angels as creatures with wings when they are recorded in the Old Testament.
那我们来看一下那个创世纪十六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 16.
十六章，我们讲了十六章，这是一个家庭悲剧了哈。
And we knew that this records the tragedy of a family.
那夏甲怀孕之后，他就看不起祖母嘛，那就被虐待了，他也不堪虐待就跑了。
And after Hagar was conceived, she looked down upon Sarah, and she was being cast out as a result.
但是神还是爱她的啦。
But God still loved her.
虽然她只是一个人家捡来的一个使女，
although she was only a servant,
被苦待好像没人要，
and was being ill-treated.
十六章我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7 of chapter 16.
好，请念。
The angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, the spring on the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, maid of Sarah.Where have you come from and where are you going? She said, I am fleeing from my mistress Sarah.
第九节。
Verse 9. The angel of the Lord said to her, Return to your mistress and submit to her.
我们注意第十节。
Let's take a note at verse 10. The angel of the Lord also said to her, I will so greatly multiply your descendants that they cannot be numbered for a multitude.
你那翻译是什么的翻译？
RSV。
那我们接下去我们可以自己再念了哈。这是我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 11. And the angel of the Lord said to her, Behold, you are with child and shall bear a son. You shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has given heed to your affliction. Verse 12.He shall be a wild ass of a man, his hand against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell over against all his kinsmen.
好，那十三节说，夏甲就称那对他说话的神，真神为看顾人的神，所以夏甲是看到神呐。
And so here in verse 13, Hagar actually saw God.
啊，他说对他说话的是神。
Because the one who spoke to her,
但是圣经是记着说是那个真神的使者啊。
But the Bible records that he is an angel of the Lord,
对不对？所以这里的天使，这里的使者就不是长翅膀啊，是神本身啊。
And so here the angel is not a creature with wings, but is God Himself.
那我们再看二十一章，这里更奇妙。
And let's look at chapter 21.
创世纪二十一章。
Genesis
21. 后来他生了孩子之后，就被不得不就被，因为孩子生下来长大，然后到了十三岁，那刚好十三岁之后再过三年，再过几年，那个以撒也生了，以撒生了之后就断奶了。
And after the son,
第十二十一章第八节。
Let's look at chapter 21, verse 8. When the child grew and he was weaned.
那个在那个时候，古时候他们那个时候断奶，差不多有时候到三岁，吃奶吃到三岁了。
And in the ancient time, usually a child was weaned at age 3.
那断奶当然家里很高兴啦，摆设筵席啦。
And at that time, there will be a great feast.
那第八节以下，你看。那然后这个他比较大嘛，以实玛利比较大，大他十三岁。这时候已经如果十三岁断奶的话，他这时候也是十六岁了。
And Ishmael is about 16 years older than Isaac.
当然十六岁还不能参加这个什么，NYPS 是不是还不能参加？但是已经够大了。
But a boy who is 16 years old is quite grown up, although he is still, although he cannot take part in the NYTS.
先跟你们借五分钟，等一下还你们哈。
I'll borrow on 5 minutes.
好，他们被赶出去之后，
after they were cast out，
在赶的时候，那个亚伯兰心里很沉痛的。
And at that time, Abraham was much grieved.
那他出去之后带了一袋水，就走走走到最后不能再走了。
And the woman brought with her some water, and she journeyed until she could no longer.
十六节，他说把那孩子放着，他对着他在那边放声大哭。
And verse 16 records that she left the child and cried bitterly.
我们看17节。
Let's look at verse 17.
神听见童子的声音。
And God heard the voice of the lad.
但是神的天使从天上呼叫。
And the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven.
你不要把这个神的天使当成长翅膀的天使，这个神的天使就是the messenger of Lord, 或是 the angel of Lord, 这就是神本身。
And do not think this angel here refers to a winged creature, but it refers to angelos, that is God himself. Because from what he has spoken, we will know.
他说，你为了这样子呢，不要害怕，已经听见了，然后，你们自己念就好。
And you can read what happens.
那我们看，我先向上这边，那下晚上再来继续。
And we'll conclude the class here and continue this evening.
那那个给你们的讲义，那个是杨传道写的，那请你们把它看一下。那我们晚上的时候再来问哈，就是我想说你们都会的，我就问里面的。那我TED我会问你哈，所以你一定要看。
I'm pleased to read through the handouts that is written by Elder Yang, and since you are familiar with this, I will ask questions for the evening class.
好，我们请默祷。